This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just terrible.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what today is? Today is D-Day. And if you don't know what D-Day is, I don't know, maybe you should look it up. I know we just came off of Memorial Day, and everybody's kind of worn out. Should never be, never be worn out with, you know, giving honor to our heroes. There's just no way around it. Now, the Normandy landings were the landing operations on Tuesday, June 6, 1944. And it was an invasion force that we went into. You know, it to a big degree, it is what turned the it turned the war around, I'm telling you. All right? And it is a big deal. Now, I know some of us, you know, some people don't want to talk about it. They don't, they're not in the war to begin with. But even though Memorial Day just went by, we sent over 175,000 troops in the war that day. And the guys going in on the front line, they knew they were going to their deaths. There was no way. This wasn't modern warfare. They had no cover. And when they were going in, they knew it was going to be over for them. Period. It was that simple. Now, I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm just, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to be cold, I should say, but it really was that simple. And there were thousands. You know, we were screaming that we had 3,000 men lost. I think it was in the Middle East in a couple of years. We lost a couple of thousand men that morning. Now, really what's kind of interesting is that morning FDR stepped forward to speak and give a prayer. Yeah, a president gave a prayer. Take a listen.
My fellow Americans, in this poignant hour, I ask you to join with me in prayer. Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Lead them straight and true. Give strength to their arms, stoutness to their hearts, steadfastness in their faith. They will need thy blessings. Their road will be long and hard. For the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces, but we shall return again and again. The darkness will be rent by noise and flame. Men's souls will be shaken with the violences of war. Some will never return. Embrace these, Father, and receive them, thy heroic servants, into thy kingdom. As we rise to each new day, and again when each day is spent, let words of prayer be on our lips.
I wonder how the Dems would feel about that today. I mean, here you have, he's asking for the guidance of Almighty God.
Of a deity.
Well, you'd never have that. Matter of fact, if Trump did it, they'd be passing out on the floors, wouldn't they? They'd be screaming. They would have people screaming from the streets, all these protesters, rioters. But, and if Obama did it, it would have been fine. It would have been okay. FDR did it, it was fine. It was okay. But he goes even further with it, which I really love. Not only does he say, Almighty God, protect us and give us victory and that kind of thing over our enemies. So he must have thought that the people we were fighting were our enemies, or bad people. But, I mean, then he says, receive our men. You know, the ones that don't make it, the ones that die, he's saying, you know, receive them in. Well, what if they don't want to go to that God, FDR? And the reason I'm kind of making fun of this a little bit is because you know what's going to happen. You know if something like this happened today, they would be saying all kinds of nasty things about Trump now, wouldn't they? Wouldn't they? So anyway, you guys, you should go up and look up the battle. It won't take you but 10 minutes to get some basic information on it. Right? I mean, you probably won't anyway. So the U.S. forces faced heavy resistance at Omaha Beach, where there were over 2,000 in one morning, 2,000 American casualties. But by day's end, 156,000 Allied troops had successfully stormed Normandy's beaches. And more than 4,000 Allied troops lost their lives on D-Day. And thousands were wounded, thousands were missing. And that was 6,000 men and some women that day died. Right? And you got to give some thought to that. They knew when they were going in there it was over. They knew when they were going in there what they were up against. And there were really good chances they weren't coming back. When they kissed their wives and kids goodbye when they left, that was it. There's no way in the world. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make fun of our young people. But I don't know if we have that same kind of resolve today. I wonder if we do. And this is what I've talked about in the past about, do we have these role models in the house anymore? Anyhow. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Guess who joins us after the break? That's right, our mad black man from Baltimore. And I'll tell you what, tonight, he's especially mad. I don't know what it's about, but I hope to God it's not me. We'll be back in a minute. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone.
Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. Now, tonight, if you go to the Facebook page, if you're a Facebook person or you're going to go home and watch it, you got this. There's a tab on our Facebook page that says YouTube. And that's how you're going to have to watch it, because Facebook, again, has decided they didn't like my content. So they pulled us down again last night in the middle of the show, and I don't know what to do. I wish I could burn my Facebook page, but this monitor cost me too much money. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. You can head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. There's a chat room there as well. Let me bring on my buddy. We start off with him every week, and today I think his motor's already running. Corey Duncan joins us. He's our mad black man from Baltimore. Always a pleasure, and it's always interesting conversation when he's on with us. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to come on.
So, Corey, I don't know, been a pretty dead news weekend, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's start off with the down and dirty, quick and easy. We'll get it out of the way because I know you're chomping at the bit about her too. Kathy Griffin, you know, she came out the other day and she did her apology. She did all this crazy stuff and she says, "I'm a First Amendment activist." There's only one problem with that, Kathy. Threatening the president is not covered under the First Amendment. All these left leaning libtards from Hollywood believe that to be truth. What say you?
Well, like I always say, the only people that can get away with this is liberals. If this had happened 4 years ago, 3 years ago, and Barack Obama was in office, and me or you, especially you, because you're a white dude, if you had came out and had a picture of him with his head cut off, and, you know, his daughters had reacted to it, then they would not only have been on the phone to call the Treasury Department to have the Secret Service come to your house, they would have also been at your house and probably, you probably would have had to get the police, the riot police, to get them away from your house. So how is this different? Well, how is it different is that it's okay for the liberals to do stuff like that, but if poor Barack Obama's daughters had got upset about something like this, it would have been totally different. And here we go again with the liberal double standard, the progressive double standard, where I can do, you can't do, do as I do, but don't do as I say. Do as I say, don't do as I do. But either way, it doesn't matter. It's wrong. And my thing of it is, anyone, that's just like they used to sit up and listen to, what's her name, Tina Fey, how they used to go after Sarah Palin, and then they went after Sarah Palin's kids, and I'm like, really? Okay, so why is nothing said about this? Why is it okay for one group of people to trash a person? You know, we need to all get away from this stuff of being, you know, if you're going to be a hypocrite and talk about both corners of your mouth, I'd rather for you to say, hey, look, I'm a hypocrite, and I'm talking about both corners of my mouth. I can more accept you than to sit up and try to trash somebody, and then, but yet when they do it to you, you cry wolf. You know, it's all kind of whining going on, and I'm just like, you know, I'm just tired of it. And I got a quick 3 minute rant coming up, and I don't know when you're gonna let me do it. But I got a little something to say.
You don't have. Go ahead.
I got a little something to say to some people because not only does hating go on between political parties, but hating goes on along with people that you know, that you think that you're your friends or whatever like that. But I'm going to straighten it out today, but you go on.
Well, I saw your car, and I hope to God you keep your eyes on the road, dude. We know what you look like, and we don't need to get in an accident real time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But seriously, I saw you ranted. So when you said you had 3 minutes, I go, yeah, 3 minutes. It's like a preacher tells you, I got a quick message, it'll take me 2 minutes. You don't mean 2 minutes. So we'll wait for the next segment because it's a lot longer and you'll have plenty of time to blow off some steam and smoke there as well. Okay. But I agree with you. It's something whenever these people do this, they seem to have this, and that was my piece was about that this week. They seem to have this attitude that because they're a Democrat, because they're a liberal, they now, it's no longer equality. They have more rights than we do. They can get away with more than we do, or they should be allowed to get away with more than we do because of who and what they are. By the way, I don't know, you know, a lot of people kind of letting it go by really without any real fanfare, but today was D-Day, or is D-Day.
Right.
Not was, is. You know, and people don't realize, again, it's one of those things, you and I have talked about this before, and it's one of those days that goes by, and every year it gets more forgotten and forgotten and forgotten, and it's sad, because men went to their death that day knowing they were going to their death. This wasn't a man, we'll give our best and we'll come back. No. They knew that the first line of men that went in, on those boats were done for, right?
Right.
You know, and to think about that, and all we do is, thank God it's not on a Monday or a Friday, because it would have been barbecue day again, or somebody be, some point in time, somebody would be looking for the day off with pay, you know? It's just, for me, it's irritating as heck, because I had uncles that fought in the wars. I had uncles that got holes in their body because they fought in the war and fought during this stuff, and nobody really gives it a whole bunch of credence. I'm going to touch a little bit on that later on in the show, but we lost a lot of men that day. We had a lot of men go into battle knowing, leaving notes for their kids and their wives, I'm not coming back, but this is the right thing to do. Do we have any snowflakes like that today that would do that, you think?
Well, I think we still have patriotic people that will step up the bat if need be or whatever like that. My whole thing of it is that a lot of people are so bent on trying to down anyone that's ever served or even done anything or whatever. One thing about this country that you see more common is that you see a lot of people in the take and they do things and they not understand, you know, what kind of sacrifices have made you, you know, other people have made for you to be where you are. And that's because they're ungrateful. That's one reason. Another reason is that the schools and people are not teaching history. They're only teaching history about their race. And we already know what race that is. That only teaches about their race. They don't teach about the other race because the other race is just so, you know, it's so, they teach about slavery part of it, but they don't teach about, you know, if you're going to tell a story, tell the whole story. Just don't tell half. Tell the whole story, please.
You really think that's going to happen? You and I both know that's not going to happen. but it's okay, because it will. It's just like all this fake outrage. It's going to come back to bite them. It's going to come back. Yeah, it'll come back and it'll blow up in their faces. And then again, they'll be looking at us going, "Oh, you stole it. You stole the election. No, you handed it to us because of your inability to be mature about it." So, hey, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. And Corey, our mad black man from Baltimore, will still be with us. Don't go anywhere. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
My husband says, "You are what you eat." Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I love sporting events.
The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
You don't want Shirley Jane on your butt, that's for sure. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'd say happy D-Day, but I don't think you're going to be happy about it. But again, a little remembrance today, gentlemen, ladies. I know we just had Memorial Day, but really, seriously, take a few minutes out of your day to find out what D-Day was all about. What was June 6th all about? And maybe, just maybe, you might have a different viewpoint on the day. Anyway, let me bring on my guest. I always have a good time when he's on the show with me. Our Mad Black Man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us as he does every week to kind of give us the scoop from his perspective. And again, thanks for being with me today.
Always a pleasure, and thank you for having me come on.
Okay, just so you don't run out of time. Now, I saw your clip, and you were very upset to the to the pseudo friends, the fake friends, the people around you that were your buddy until they found out you knew how to spell Trump, and then all of a sudden the crap hit the fan big time. Why don't you tell me about all this that went down that sent you into orbit?
Well, first of all, I want to say, and I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Because I paid my fees the other day, and I just want to say this. Anyone that knows me knows that I tell the truth, at least if you're in my inner circle, you know. And I want to give a lesson to people about telling your business on Facebook. Whatever you do, whether be it political or your family or your friends, don't tell it on Facebook because there's a lot of jealous people. And I'm speaking to the 90%, and I know I'm going to get the nasty emails, or somebody going to go through somebody else and say something. But I am a person, I will not allow people to run me off the air, to run me off trying to discredit me for anything that I've ever achieved or done, because you're not in my inner circle and I don't mess with you. We have a little something called in the hood, it's called high hater, and that's what you are. You're a bunch of haters. And this thing is not just political, it's personal also. My children were attacked. My mom was attacked.
Wow.
This person actually had to come out and say something about my kids, considering I don't even talk to them about that. It's another thing we have on here. It's called associate and friend. You're associate, so you're probably not privileged to know anything about my personal life to that effect. Somebody had the audacity to, and I went through this, especially ever since I've come on this gentleman's show. I've had people email me. I've heard it through other people, but I don't do he say, she say. And I want everybody to know I'm going to rant about this because one thing, I'm a gentleman. One thing, I try to be as classy as I can or whatever, but sometimes you got to step out of character on here. My friend Hope Coleman had to do the same thing on her page to show some people and to call some people out. So this goes out to the person that said what they said the other day. You know who you are because you're going to be listening to this soon. I don't care what you think. This man on this show doesn't care what you think because I am his guest, and he invites me, and I thank you for having me come on. Anyone that had me to come on their show, I thank you, and I'm humbled by you accepting me to come on. But my thing of it is this. Please, whatever you do, you can attack me all day long. I don't care. You can attack my patriotism. You can attack what I've done. I have 2 master's degrees from Texas A&M. I can tell you and show you my degrees. My thing of it is, and this is the problem we have in the black neighborhood, because that's what it is. 90% of them is the black people that you think that you're your friend. My mom always told me, she said, black people ain't S. And her grandmother, my grandmother told me the same thing. And she said, and you know what? And I'm telling my children the same thing. 90% of them ain't worth the spit that come out my mouth. And I'm sorry, but I'm ashamed of my race. I am. To a degree, I'm ashamed of it because this is what I'm talking about. And it's called the torch monkey syndrome. If I can't do it, you can't do it. And it's called the crab effect. If they see one crab jump out, I'm going to grab the other crab and bring it back in. But guess what? I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative, and there's nothing you can do about it. So you can either do one thing. This is what you can do. There's a button called delete. Delete me. Or check this out. Don't come to Joe's page and check to see what I say. They're trying to discredit me, and are you crazy? I'm not going to stop being who I am. I'm not going to stop supporting Donald Trump or any Republican or any conservative. I'm going to do it, and if you don't like it, as I always say, I'm a non-physical person in my later years. I deal with it. But I'm 6'5 and 281 pounds, and I'm not hard to find if you really want to find me. So there it is.
Yeah, really interesting that you bring this up now because there is something going on Facebook with me locally. And some of the people in the past that have supported me basically said in this thing, they've come out of the closet and said, hey, we don't support him. We've always thought his views were crazy and yada, yada. And what I love about it, though, is what they don't realize what they're doing in their conversation is these, and I'm glad you brought it up because our friends need to hear this. These are people that they're making fun of conservatives. They're making fun of Christians. They're making fun of, you know, people that they think these other people, their friends aren't going to see it. Well, I'm going to make sure their friends see it. And I'm going to make sure their friends hear it. And I'm going to make sure that when they try to run somebody against me for office, that all the Christian conservatives in town, in my area, know how they feel about Christians, know how they feel about conservative people. You know, again, they don't think it through. They don't think the big picture out. It just
it's not
amazing.
It's not only that, but you have to be very careful about if anybody knows that's a black person and that knows if you say that you got 6 pieces of chewing gum and the person only had 1. And I mean, this came from people, this came from a person that I actually regarded as a family member. And I'm like, the person heard me on your show, and it was just like they went left, right, and center because they're not doing anything. You can do the same. I'm not even doing anything. I haven't even scratched the surface. And you know yourself from the conversations me and you have had business-wise. I haven't even touched the surface of what I'm going to do. If people really knew what I had planned and stuff, they would really lose their mind. But my thing of it is this.
They have to be very careful because there's a lot of jealous people. And you know it. You know? I mean, yeah. There are some people. I have people all the time will send me emails, and when I have you on or Kerry Davis or what have you, go, you know, where are you finding these black conservatives? They have to be hard to find because they're not around. They don't believe this way. And I go, you know, you're out of your mind. You guys are so sick between the ears that you actually believe that there's no way a black person, there's no way a Hispanic person, there's no way an Asian person could possibly be a Republican because we're so bad. You know, I'm sorry, who's the hater? We're the haters, right? But think about what you just said.
When they do that joke, you know what? Hi, hater. Because that's exactly what they and you know what? And especially when you pull that card, they always, I didn't say it. The information couldn't have came from nobody but yourself. But you know what? My mother always says certain things is not valid for your response. Just make a mental note of it and just know how to deal with
Put it on the pad and grab them later. You know?
Exactly.
My dad used to say they got to sleep eventually. you know, but whatever.
It's all the snakes. The snakes is always the one. Everybody, I want everybody, because I told my kids this also. Everyone that grins and laughs in your face is not your friend. Trust me.
Oh.
I found out.
Yeah. I learned a lot, you know, but I'm one of those guys who can't keep his mouth shut. So when I'm at an event and I find out that somebody said something about me, I grab the person who tells me and I bring them over to that person. I go, look, he right. said that you said this about me. Is that real? Right. Is that true? You know, and then you see the little wet stain in the front of their pants, you know?
That's because you're a real man. And real men aren't cowards. Real men are not going to sit back and be envious of someone else or whatever like that. And that's what our race has done forever. They sit back and whenever you do better than somebody else, they try to trash you instead of them trying to do the equal of what you're doing or whatever. You know,
lift you up, ask you for guidance. You know, hey, bro, how did you do that? I want to get myself out of here. I want to do that. You know, I love that because the area I left, some of those people are like, you know, why did you leave and why did you get out of here and how come you left us? Kind of thing. What are you, crazy? You got to move up and move on. You can't get stuck in this garbage.
Right.
When we come back, we will talk about kids, not one in specific or anyone in specific, but I know you've got experience in this area, and we'll bounce some things off each other. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us after the break, and I guess we're not talking hardcore politics, but we're talking hardcore. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems a certain voodoo priest who will have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Okay, you'll have to come in from the dance floor now. Please put your skates away when you get onto the carpet. I'm Joe Messina, your host from the rail side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. I got to know Earth, Wind. Let me tell you, my genre was, I got to know Earth, Wind, and Fire and KC the Sunshine Band very well in my day, anyhow. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me. Corey Duncan joins us, our mad black man from Baltimore. Always a pleasure to have him on with us. And Corey, thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure to see you.
I'm glad you're one of the six conservative black men in the country I was able to find to get on my show. Because, you know,
well,
there aren't any.
Trump got 26% of the black vote, so I think that's a little bit.
yeah.
But we'll move on.
Right. You've been voting that way for 60 years. What could have possibly hurt, right? That was a great line. It still rolls around in my head. I love to say that. Look. You people in Detroit, you've been voting Democrat for God knows since they came out with paper. And look at the situation you're in, right? Can't be the Republicans.
Well, Baltimore
No. I can go through the whole Chicago, Baltimore, New York. I mean, we go through the whole list here of cities that have been run or areas that have been run by majority Democrat, and you can't back away from it. There's no way. Nope. It's like California. When California is, which is crumbling now. While it keeps crumbling, you know, this Governor Moonbeam did this once before, and now he's doing it again. They have total control of the budget, the finances. They just passed single-payer health care at $4 billion, I mean $400 billion, and we don't even have that kind of revenue. I don't know what they're thinking. So, Corey, since we're talking about people that are pieces of work, see, I'm being nice now.
Yeah.
Right? So I did an article a long time ago that they're beating on right now, which I said, look, according to the left, I hate my kids. And the article was basically about the fact that, according to the left, if you don't do what your kids want you to do, if you don't make them happy, if you don't bend over backwards to give them what they want, give them what they need, then you hate your children. So in the article, I wrote a couple of things. I don't bring my kids into it in specific, and I didn't get in detail because it's none of their business. But, you know, when I had one child that was having a drug issue, okay, after a while, as they teach you in many of these institutions, you finally have to go, son, you got to go because you're not wanting to help yourself. For all intents and purposes, you usher them out the door. You make them go do their thing, right? Then I had another child who decided after we told them, you don't need credit cards. You've got mom and dad. If an emergency comes up, I don't want to hear about these emergencies. You know how the kids are. Oh, I need an emergency credit card. No, actually you don't, because in most cases an emergency is your lack of planning and you're going to figure it out. But if there's a true emergency, that's what you have mom and dad for. So I said the same thing there. I let one of the kids who got credit cards, you know what? You're on your own. I'm not paying those down. You're going to have to get a second job. Make it happen. Right? Better they learn young than they learn older and have to start all over again. Don't you agree? Or are you one of those parents? I already know the answer to this, but are you one of those parents? If your kids came to you and said, oh, you know, Dad, I know you don't like me to have credit cards. I got three credit cards. I ran up $5,000, and I'll let you cut them up if you just pay them off for me. What would you say to that child?
Well, first of all, anyone in my inner circle, for those who, well, they know me that well, knows that I'm old school. I'm an old school person, and I believe in whatever you get, you should work for. I don't believe in giving my kids anything without them earning it. They already know that. At 15 and 16, my middle ones, 15 and 15, I just allowed them to get on Facebook. And I told them, I said, if I see anything that looks drama, I'm pulling everybody's page. Because that's how it is. Because people, that's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with this world. See, there's a certain thing in the Bible called spare the rod. And a spare the rod means that, you know, you can discipline your child and straighten them out. Now we live in an age where everything is gimme, 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 gimme. Then it leads into the adult life. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I don't work for it. And anyone that knows me about my children or whatever, I say this and I say that about them because they achieved it. You know, by giving it to them, You give someone the best, but you make them earn it.
Right.
And that's what we're not doing in this country. We're not making people earn anything. We're just giving them. And that's why you see these children, they grow up to be these whacked out liberals.
Now, Corey,
and that's what they do.
They got it tough enough, man. Come on. They're home. They're on the couch. They can't find a job. The white man has kept them down, you know. And, mm-hmm. and really, the government needs to help them. The government needs to help them on their predicament by giving them all kinds of money and opportunities well, and that kind of stuff. Right? I mean,
well,
you got to give them help.
Joe, in your witty, sarcastic way, You've struck another nerve in me.
I figured as much.
You had the audacity to say, no, the problem is not that. The problem is far from that. The problem is the fact that they're getting, I mean, no child, none of these children should have a credit card, whatever, before they turn at least 17 or 18 or whatever, because the maturity level is a little, I mean, I'm seeing them get credit cards young, and I'm like, it's a setup. It's a setup. It's just like going to school. You know, everybody wants you to go to college. College does not necessarily mean that you're going to make it in this world. No. There's a lot of people that didn't have college. There's a lot of friends I went to college with, and they're not working successful jobs, but they're working.
Right.
But the thing of it is, that doesn't necessarily mean it. It's how you apply yourself. You can learn exactly the same thing that people learn in college in a library. It's all about how you apply yourself or whatever. And I'm a total believer that. I am. Even though I went and bust my behind and stuff. But my thing of it is just that they're given, everybody wants everything fast. Nobody wants to work and then work their way up. I want $100,000 black community, and not all of them, but the majority of them. I want $100,000 a year job. But I only can read on a second grade level. But you still give me the job because of the color of my skin, because it's a white man's privilege. Or well, I'm so tired of this, and I said it in my post the other day. I'm tired of people blaming Whitey.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Whitey is not the only person that's on this earth I'm a firm believer in what's for you, whatever the good Lord got for you, you're going to get whatever the person wants you to get it or not. You can sit back and hate on Corey. You can hate on Joe. You can hate on any one of my family or friends, even my children. But if it's meant for them to get, they're going to get it. So my thing of it is, you got that much time to sit up and do all this? And the way kids are being raised these days is because a lot of these parents are still children. They might be tall. They might even be my age. But guess what? They have the mind of a 21-year-old or 18-year-old, and it doesn't help. That's why these children, a lot of these children are kind of turning out to be who they are.
Oh, I agree with you. I think some of the parents I've spoken with over the years, they didn't like what their parents did to them. They didn't like the way their parent, maybe disciplined them in a certain way, or they were devastated when little Johnny couldn't go to the last football game because he hadn't done any homework for 2 weeks, okay, and he skipped three classes, but he's the football star, and I'm sorry, they're going to have to do it without their football star because school's more important, kid. And that's the other thing that these kids do. I love this. What are there? There might be 3,000 openings a year in professional sports, football or whatever. And you've got 300,000 kids from across the country who think they're the next great star. I wish these teachers would start not belittle them and not pull them down, but look at them and go, look, you're a fantastic football player. But here's the deal, buddy. You've got 30,000 other kids. Fantastic kids that are going for that same job. I mean, wouldn't that be which? And I'll tell you something else to frost my spine here, because, and I don't even have the same skin color as you. I hate the fact that some people talk about how some of these black kids, the only opportunity they have to get out of the inner city is to become professional sports players. Right. Now, so what you're saying is they're too dumb to become a doctor? They're too dumb to become a lawyer? I mean, seriously? But I can't say that because I'm Mr. Cracker. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So let me say it from a black man's perspective. You already know, because, I mean, you're close enough connected to me, and I talk to you. Just like I talked to a couple other people that's probably listening to your show. My kids are on their way. I mean, in two years, who knows where they're going to be. Maybe I can retire one day. But my whole thing of it is, as I explain to them, the one thing you have to learn about life and about sports, about anything, is adversity. And always to have a backup plan, a contingency plan. Nothing is guaranteed in this world but death and taxes. You cannot, because you can bounce a ball, you're 7 feet tall, 6'10", and you can shoot like Magic Johnson and this and that. That does, you have to remember, that is something that's only here for a small period of time. You have to plan and be ready in case you break your leg, in case you do this, in case you do that. So my thing with it is, learn more than just doing one thing. I got a whole bunch of friends that's like that, that's been in situations where they only know how to do one thing, opposed to learning how to do six different other things. My mother always say, and she's a wise woman, that you, it's better to have 20 irons in a fire than two. And I understand totally what she means. Because if you got a contingency plan, but see, if these parents get these kids thinking about just one thing, one thing only. My children, and so I'm not saying that they're not perfect, but my thing of it is, it's all in how you raise these kids. You can raise them up as perfect as you want, and they can still go out and kill somebody, get into something, or whatever like that. But if you raise them up the correct way, without one problem is, stop being their friend. Be their dad. Be their mom instead of being their friend. Because that's where the biggest problem comes in.
No kidding.
I got friends, they smoke a weed with their daughter.
Oh, God.
I'm looking at them like, really? Really? So if you roll the film forward, the next generation is like that. And you just like sitting there scratching your head like, wow.
We hit it. You talk too much, bro. Hey, quickly, tell people where they can find you. Really quick.
Corey Charismatic Duncan and Corey Perez Duncan on Twitter.
Corey,
and always check my post on my yes. page. Come to my page.
You want to check his post.
I got a lot to say all the time.
I think it was a pastor in past life. He doesn't want to shut up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back at the top of the hour.